Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Leah Bilaeva, and today we're talking about Formula One. Since 1991, the Spanish Grand Prix has been held at the Barcelona-Catalunya circuit in Montmeló, half an hour north of the Catalan capital. This year, with the threat of losing the Grand Prix to Madrid, organizers decided to switch things up quite a bit by doing a roadshow on the central Passeig de Gràcia Boulevard in Barcelona, creating both excitement for fans and frustration among environmentalists. And as always, Catalan News was there to document everything. So on today's podcast, we will talk about all things Formula One, from the euphoria to the controversy, and we will ask the burning question, will the rivalry between Barcelona and Madrid reach unprecedented speed if Barcelona's contract with the biggest motor race is not prolonged? To talk about this and much, much more, I'm joined once again by Gerard Descatchfalk. Welcome back, Gerard.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We are quite on a roll, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So I must admit that I had to do a master's on Formula One before this episode, as I knew absolutely nothing about it. So in case there are more listeners out there who don't know what all the fuss is about, let's just break down the basics. What is Formula One? When does it take place? And why is it such a big deal?
Well, it takes place throughout the year, so not only a whole weekend, and it's the highest class of international racing for open-wheel single-seater racing cars. That's a very long way of saying it's just racing cars with only one driver. And the season consists of a series of races in different cities, in fact, in different countries across the world, known as Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. So each race is a Grand Prix. For example, the one we have here in Barcelona is the Spanish Grand Prix, because it's the only one taking place in the country until 2026, because Madrid signed a deal to host the Spanish Grand Prix from then. And each race has a distance of 305 kilometers or up to 2 hours. So wherever comes first, that's the actual race. And in fact, it's, well, you mentioned it's the 74th edition, because they have been, well, the inaugural season was in 1950, of the World Championship. So, yeah, it's been some years.
It's been a few years, yes.
Yeah, here in Catalonia, in fact, those years have been like a lot. In fact, we have been hosting Formula One for years and even decades in different racetracks. Now it's in Circuit de Montmeló, Circuit de Barcelona, Catalonia. But in the past, it used to be in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. And we will get back to that a little bit later on. But this race in particular, this year, it takes place this weekend. So between June 21st and 23rd. But the actual race takes place on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, because the championship spans throughout the whole weekend, because on Friday we have 2 free practice sessions, which we can see drivers practicing across the racetrack. But then on Saturday we have 1 more practice session, a free practice session, and then we have the qualifying session, which sets the order for Sunday's race. And there's first a warm-up lap called the formation lap, and then the race starts.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, this week, the Barcelona city center has been transformed into a Formula One village. Tell me about that.
Yes. In fact, it had 2 different areas, well, and 2 different activities. The main one was the roadshow on Wednesday. But throughout the whole week, in fact, starting the weekend before the Formula One championship, there was a fan village set up at Plaza Catalunya Square.
Okay.
There were stands, there was a stage, and there were, aside from car simulations and even some activities to play, there was one, a wind blower that made like realize, it resembled as if you were driving a Formula One car.
Okay, so you would be able to feel
the wind. I thought it was going to be cold wind. Turns out it was warm. So okay. At the moment it was warm, it was hot, and like suddenly that strong warm wind was like a terrible sensation to hear. But aside from that, there were several Formula One cars. In fact, there was a 2017 Red Bull Racing Team car, and then there was a Aston Martin, the Formula One car driven by Spanish driver Fernando Alonso.
Okay, so I suppose that all of this was really, really a huge hit among fans.
Yeah, in fact, there were on Monday, for example, Monday afternoon, there were up to 3 hours of queue to enter the area.
So aside from being a fan, you have to practice patience.
Yeah, well, patience is one of the things at Formula One, because obviously they have to go to the racetracks as well, well in advance. And that's kind of similar to what happened at the roadshow. There were people, we'll listen to them now, that had been waiting for hours because the roadshow, it took place on Wednesday on Passeig de Gràcia Boulevard, and there were 38,000 people.
That's a lot of people. And let's hear how the practice of patience and the culmination of it all sounded like.
It's 5 o'clock, just 1 hour to go for the roadshow here at Barcelona City Center to start. It's crowded with thousands of people. We can see, Oriol, what we can see? Like many fans wearing t-shirts.
Yes, it's a bit hot as well, quite sunny, but so far it's been good. I would say it looks more crowded than it is, maybe. No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. It looks less crowded than it is.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. The thing is that as this track is just a straight line here on Passeig de Gràcia Boulevard, everyone is like side by side of the main track where the cars will pass by. And we also see some security officials here wearing a orange jumpsuit and large screen showing what's going on around.
Hola, hola, esta foto. Ahí está Ferrari. Ferrari!
It's just 25 minutes to go until the roadshow starts here at Passeig de Gràcia. And some of the people we spoke to before, Oriol, said that they had been waiting here for hours, some up to midday.
Yeah, 3-4 hours, and they were very excited because it's something unique. It's never happened, and it might not happen again. So that's why people wanted to secure front row spots. And even people from abroad, there was lots of locals, but also people from Denmark, Norway, the US.
We came yesterday, and of course we came because of Formula One, and then this is our vacation. We have the possibility to watch Barcelona as well, and then we heard that there was this fan race today, and therefore we said, okay, we want to join it, we want to see it, and therefore we are sitting waiting for the race to start.
We arrived at 3 p.m. and now we have to wait 3 more hours for the show to start. It is great for people who can't afford to go to the Grand Prix to see it.
I think that this event is very good for those of us who can't access and see it at the Circuit de Catalunya Montmeló. There's a lot of controversy, people that protest because they don't like it or because of the pollution and the blocked roads leading up to the road show. But to each their own, as they say. I like this type of event a lot. Also, because they put Barcelona on the map internationally.
For those of us who can go to the Grand Prix, this is really cool. We have come early because they say it will be crowded.
Aquí cada so serà diferent. Si us agrada aquest so, el de després, que serà Jack Coleman, amb el proper... La calendària, motores. Vamos, este es el ruido.
So, Oriol, we just saw the Formula 2 and Formula 3 cars. In fact, the Formula 3 has 300 horses of power, of race power. And it's the car that Pepe, the driver, will use to compete this weekend. But on the other hand, we have Ferrari's, Carlos Sainz Ferrari, with a 2022 car, Formula 1 car, with 14,000 revolutions per minute, so 14,000, and with a horsepower of 1,000 horses. That's a lot.
I think the key thing here is the sound, or noise, someone would say, but the sound of the cars, because the Ferrari one, for example, will not sound as the real one sound, and it's something that Formula One fans love very much, to listen to the actual sound of the car. But they say that Pepe's car, as it's his actual car, it will sound like it sounds in the circuit. So very noisy afternoon here.
Well, Oriol, seems like everything's over now.
Yeah, it's over. That was super quick. Yeah, nothing really happened.
It was. They ran in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but it was, I don't know, I expected a bit more, some more donuts, for them to go even slower to say hi. I mean, it was all right. They did all of that. But I just expected it to be, I don't know, longer.
So you were disappointed?
Not disappointed, because I really wanted to see this, but yeah, slightly, maybe.
Well, we live with this note from Oriol. Well, we see someone on top of a tree on the large screen, enjoying, like, as a monkey.
Thanks to you, Gerard, and to Oriol for your reporting, for being there. It sounds like a really, really loud experience.
It was loud.
And this roadshow wasn't without its controversy. So we have neighbor associations and the Catalan ombudsman that were complaining about the increase in pollution. And during the roadshow, there was actually also around 400 activists that demonstrated on the nearby Aragó Street against the roadshow.
Yeah, exactly. The protest took place just three streets away from Passeig de Gràcia, and one of the main protesters was Jordi Elkstrom from Eixample Respira, and he said that they want to say stop to this city model because it's unsustainable, because it's incoherent to have a Formula One racetrack in the city center while the authorities are promoting the use of public transport, but it's also a model, a city plan that doesn't benefit and that they do not want. In fact, they are against a massive event, they said, that is only focused on tourists and to privatize public space. And in fact, they said that they don't want the city, or they do not want Barcelona to be an amusement park at any cost.
Uh-huh. And I would say, just looking at the videos, maybe he does have a point in terms of pollution. What was the official reaction from the city council?
Well, the official reaction, let's take into account that the event lasted around overall 1 hour, so it was a short event compared to the site of like the whole people waiting and the like whole event set it up. But the city council said that they say it was perfectly compatible, and I'm quoting, perfectly compatible with its firm compromise to continue to reduce traffic, carbon dioxide and noise pollution. That's what the city council led by socialist Jaume Collboni said regarding the Formula One event.
And in addition to that, they also stressed that this was a temporary and exceptional event. But let me ask you, why did they decide to do this huge, spectacular show and basically bring the race directly to the city? Because all of this, it did not happen during the tenure of Ada Colau, the previous mayor.
Well, in fact, the former mayor, Ada Colau, she said that the subsidy that the city council was giving or was granting the Circuit de Catalunya, around 4 million annually, should be focused on other social issues such as the free lunch for schools, for vulnerable people, but also we've seen a decrease in the subsidy that the city council has been giving to the Circuit de Catalunya. And figures show that since Ada Colau was in charge, the Circuit de Catalunya received less economic aid from Barcelona City Council as opposed to the past. But with the change of government, Jaume Collboni, the socialist, said that he wants to promote international projection of Barcelona and the economic development through large events. In fact, the same week, he was promoting and he was announcing that the Tour de France Grand Depart will be in Barcelona in 2026. So that's also a large event taking place here in Barcelona. And then on the social side of the story of the reasons why the city council decided to bring Formula One to the city center is to make it accessible to people, because let's take into account that entrance tickets cost, well, they start at 200 euros and that's the cheapest one.
That's
the other ones,
the absolute cheapest one. They can go up to thousands and thousands
exactly.
of euros.
And then there is this non-mentioned official behind the lines story that we need to take into account. Madrid regional government signed a deal with the Formula One management owners to host the Spanish Grand Prix between 2026 and 2035. So that's endangering the future of Formula One here in Catalonia. And that's kind of a way of saying, hey, we still love you, don't go. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, not officially, but a way of like calling and making, hey, we still want you here.
I see. And now since Madrid signed this new contract, this means that, well, the Spanish capital will build a new circuit. But how did this exactly happen? Because when I read up on this, it felt kind of like Madrid was stealing away something from Barcelona. But is that really the case?
Well, in fact, Stefano Domenicali, the CEO and president of Formula One, said that Madrid had presented a very innovative and very interesting project. So that's why they decided to go with Madrid. And also, the racetrack is not going to be in an actual racetrack as here in Barcelona Montmeló, but it's going to be what's called an urban racetrack.
Okay.
In the IFEMA exhibition halls. So they are going to transform all the exhibition hall areas into a racetrack.
That sounds really like an impressive project. In addition to that, this new circuit, it would be close to the airport. So the argument is that it would be much cheaper for the different teams to transport all the cars and all the equipment to the new racetrack. And the Formula One CEO, Domenicali, he also stressed that the Madrid Grand Prix is complementary to the Catalan race. But how should we understand this?
Well, everything's on the table, but looking back into history, Barcelona Montmeló circuit has hosted the Spanish Grand Prix since 1991. But in the years 2008 to 2012, Barcelona shared the race with Valencia. In Valencia, they had the European Grand Prix. Here, we continue to have the Spanish Grand Prix. So there were two races in Spain. And if we look more into the past, between 1969 and 1975, Madrid already hosted Spanish Grand Prix, but they decided to combine it with one here taking place in Montjuic. Yeah, here, the mountain in the city center. Mm-hmm. So there was an urban circuit in Barcelona, and they took turns at holding the race. But Montjuic circuit still came to an end in 1975 after one race car crashed and landed in a spectator area and killed four people.
Wow,
back
okay.
then. And prior to the race, there were even two world championship drivers. They withdrawn from the race because they felt it was unsafe.
Mm-hmm. And effectively it was. But we can actually see that there has been precedent for sharing these Grand Prix races.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the sitting Catalan business minister, Roger Torrent, says that he is not worried, even though we still don't have a public deal announced, even though the contract ends in 2026, mm-hmm. so very soon.
Okay, well, if he's not worried, I suppose that we also shouldn't be. But there's one thing that we haven't really talked about yet, aside from the ticket prices, and that's the economic repercussions of this race. So obviously there is a lot of money involved, but what sort of numbers are we talking about, Gerard?
Well, just so you have an idea, in 2023, Montmeló hosted for the Formula One Grand Prix around 284,000 spectators.
Okay.
Primavera Sound, it was 270,000 spectators. So that's even a little bit more than
wow.
Primavera Sound.
Okay. And the ticket sales, they also generated, well, a lot of money.
Yeah, 14.2 million euros. And in fact, the Formula One represents 63% of the whole economic activity throughout the year. And the different championships that take place in the Circuit de Catalunya.
Okay, so it's safe to say it's a really, really important event. So losing the Formula One, that would obviously mean losing a lot of money, right?
Yeah, around 205 million euros. And it's not only about the money that they generate, it's also about the jobs that they create. More or less, there are around 1,600 jobs created for the event and around 15,000 with three zeros people work during the Grand Prix.
That's really something. And our colleagues at the Catalan News Agency talked to David Vázquez, the president of the Vallès Oriental Hotels Guild, about just this. What did he say?
He said that people are not aware and that the race is not about whether people are rich and posh or not, that the racetrack has a direct economic impact on waiters, hostesses, restaurants, on large and small stores, among many others.
Mm-hmm. And he used really, really strong words when talking about losing the Formula One, saying that it would be a massacre. There are lots of hotels that can register losses up to 60% if the Formula One leaves, he warned. Not only the hotels near the racetracks, but also in the Mont-Saint area that is located 30 minutes away from the racetrack.
Yeah, and David Vázquez also warned that the loss isn't just for the days of the championship, but rather for weeks prior and after.
So, needless to say, on this topic, there are many, many opinions. And whether Barcelona manages to negotiate a new deal or not, that remains to be seen. And in the meantime, if this podcast has sparked your interest in the Formula One and you don't want to pay thousands of euros for a ticket to the race, we have some great news.
Yeah, exactly, because you can watch the Formula One Spanish Grand Prix on 3SCAT. It's available for free. However, the rest of the Grand Prix are not, and you would have to subscribe to any other platform, such as DAZN, the one that has the rights here in Spain.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. And will you be watching, Gerard?
I guess so.
Well, and in order to watch the show correctly, you need some vocabulary for it. So what is this week's Catalan phrase related to the Formula One race?
Yeah, it's a very typical one. Formula One drivers have to stop at the pit stop at least once. So, fer una parada a boxes.
Fer una parada a boxes.
Which means to make a pit stop.
Fantastic. We're all set for Formula One. Let's see how it goes. And that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast, if you haven't already. Thanks again to everyone who spoke with us. Thanks to you, Gerard, for your reporting. And we'll be back again next Saturday with another episode of Filling the Sink. Next week, we will talk about the Catalan Human Towers Castells. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Lia Bilaiba, wishing you a great weekend. Fins aviat. Adeu.